guitar players love to argue about whether different instrument cables sound different from each other. And the short answer is they very much can, but only under certain conditions. And that's the part that gets missed sometimes. So the first step to understanding when it can matter is to learn about the most basic building block of electronics, which is the voltage divider. Voltage dividers are everywhere. Like your guitar volume pot is a voltage divider. And if we look at this schematic, we'll see that all it is two resistors. The first resistor is called a series resistor, and it's just right in the signal path. All the signal goes straight through it. The second resistor is called a shunt resistor, and it kind of sits between signal and ground. Now, electricity tends to always prioritize the path of least resistance. So as long as our series resistor is really small and our shunt resistor is really large, almost all the signal is just going to pass straight through and kind of ignore ground down here. That's like when our volume pot's all the way up. But as we turn our volume pot down, we're doing two things at the same time. We're increasing the series resistor and decreasing the shunt resistor. So more and more of the signal is getting kind of diverted to ground, which is where our attenuation comes from. Now, what happens if we replace our shunt resistor with a capacitor? In this context, a capacitor acts an awfully lot like a frequency selective resistor. Like high frequencies have a very easy kind of low impedance path through the cap. And as we get lower and lower in frequency, kind of the equivalent resistance inside the part goes up and up and up. So if our series resistance here is reasonably high, most of our high frequencies are going to get diverted to ground, and most of our low frequencies are just going to pass straight through. So in this way, we can kind of turn our high frequencies down while keeping our low frequencies the same. And so it's sort of like a frequency selective voltage divider almost. We call this a low pass filter, and that's just what your tone control is, you know? So what does all this have to do with a cable? Well, inside this cable is a conductor and a shield. And between those two elements is a certain amount of parasitic capacitance. And the longer the cable is, the more you'll have. Different brands might have more or less. And your pickups are very high impedance. And what that means is that there's kind of like a constant high equivalent series resistance here. And that sort of forms a kind of an accidental low pass filter in conjunction with this cable capacitance. And when cable snobs say like, oh, this cable is darker or brighter, like the effect of that parasitic low pass filter is what they're hearing. And I think some people understand that. But what's seldom discussed is if we lower this impedance here, the impact of this cable capacitance becomes negligible. So as soon as you hit a buffer or if you have active pickups, this doesn't really matter so much anymore. It's really just that first high impedance run from the pickup to the first buffer that matters.